Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into College Football Game Time on a Saturday morning with you here. John Fricke in today. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery, hanging out with you as always till 12 o'clock. Brought to you by Dos Equis and ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Don't forget you can catch us on social media. Station's at 929 The Game. He is at Randy Mac 81. He is at John Fricke. And I am at JMCH316. I know Fricke knows what this fight song is.
It's one of the best, boy. One of the best.
The fighting Wendy, Lauren, and Alexis.
Yeah. You know, there are other alums, right?
Huh?
There are other alums.
There are?
Yeah.
Well, Orenthal. So,
yeah. Well, anyway. I knew you were going to say him.
What?
I knew you were going to say
what?
Him.
I mean, I was just
Randy Johnson, Mark McGuire.
I knew he was going
to
say it.
Fricke, I'm just trying to cut right to the point. I mean, yeah. So, listen. All right, let's slice Anthony on Davis, over to going around the nation before, you know, we get stabbed here or anything. But anyway, let's take a look at what? What?
Nothing. Go.
All right. Taking a stab at some humor. So, let's look at the Big 12 games today. Of course, a game that maybe today, guys, is more hype than actual. The thing that kind of sucks about this game, though, Randy, is the fact that, you know, I love the pageantry of this game, the state State Fair of Texas going on, and all this. Talking about the Red River Shootout, of course, Texas in Oklahoma, but Oklahoma with back-to-back losses.
Yeah.
Texas, they lost last week to TCU. Neither one of the – listen, in a normal regular year in college football, boy, neither one of these teams looks like they're ready for the big stage to be a playoff team. But we say that, and, you know, I still wonder if Texas runs the table. Because I said last week, Randy, I thought Texas was about the only hope to try to get this thing. That may be about it for the Big 12.
You're right. You're absolutely correct. The Big 12 needs Texas to continue winning. They do, in order for one of them teams to get in. And the thing with Oklahoma, they still don't play any defense. That's one. And Spencer Rattler looks like a freshman in the second half of games. They look so good getting out to great starts, and then the second half, he starts looking like a freshman. Sam Ellinger just has no help. He's playing well. He's playing well. It's just everything around him is not clicking for them right now. And when you look at it, I was just sitting here thinking about, you know, when I was in school in this game we played it. I thought about when Rocky Bowman, and you remember when the safety 38 for Oklahoma, John Fricke, Williams went to Dallas. Roy Williams, when the play with Roy Williams jumps over the pile and all those things, you know, they didn't play defense since then. They have not at Oklahoma. And you're right about something, Fricke. It is a different dynamic now, considering the fact that the last 3 years Oklahoma has had a veteran quarterback, and two of those guys have won the Heisman, and one was sitting in the chair. So yeah, it's going to be some growing pains for them, but they'll get it right. They'll get it right eventually.
You know, John. You know, in this game, you know, obviously Spencer Rattler, a new quarterback, but I think the thing that we're seeing maybe with Oklahoma, you know, Kennedy Brooks was a guy that opted out this year, and he was a 1,000-yard rusher the last couple of years, you know, for them, and he made a lot of dynamic plays in their offense. And, you know, these are the kinds of, you know, when you have a young quarterback that doesn't have the experience and things like that, boy, it would have been nice to have a guy like Kennedy Brooks to lean on, but, you know, Oklahoma doesn't have that option this year.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma's been able to, you know, you lose the perimeter players and you reload. I mean, you're Oklahoma. It's you know, Clemson complaining that they don't have T. Higgins or something. I mean, you know, you reload those kind of guys. Where Oklahoma is really not good is the interior. Their line play is subpar,
surprisingly.
And so, you know, especially on the defensive line where I think they're soft, and which, you know, is really borne out. You watch the Iowa, if anybody watched the Iowa State game last week, they got manhandled. I mean, it wasn't so much, you know, you put it on the quarterback, put it on the running back, lack of playmakers, things of that nature. I mean, they can move the ball. Their defensive line, they look like they are a, you know, second-tier team. And they, because they are a second-tier team. And so, again, I don't put – I know that on the rundown here, he said, what's been the biggest disappointment so far this year nationwide? And you can say, well, it's been the Big 12, which is probably the correct answer. But it's not Oklahoma, okay? Let's clear this up. Oklahoma has done everything in its part for the last 5 years, at least, of course, last 100 years, but the last 5 years, to prop this whole league up. The failure of this league is Texas. They are the failure of this league. Why they? I got to believe this is Tom Herman's last shot. If he didn't beat Oklahoma, if he didn't win the league this year, I got to believe they're moving on, because they are the program that has kept this league down, frankly.
Moving on to who? Because, you know.
Well, is Urban Meyer sitting out there?
I know that. And I know one of our guys here, his sources, we're talking about Texas and Urban Meyer. Would Urban Meyer take the job, even though, you know, Tom Herman is his boy? Would he do that?
Yeah, he might, because who knows? You say his guy. Who knows? Who knows what their relationship is? Yeah. I mean, and, you know, $10 million a year is $10 million a year.
Okay, so Urban Meyer goes to Texas. How long is he coaching at Texas?
Well, I'm just using one name.
I know. I understand. Right? I'm just saying, if you're Texas, what kind of commitment is Urban Meyer giving you? You know, is it 3 years? Is it 30 years? I mean, and I'm being facetious when I say that, but I mean, if Urban Meyer's coming in for 3 years, then why hire Urban Meyer?
Let's set Urban Meyer aside for a second, because we don't have to go down that rabbit hole, because it may not be Urban Meyer. But there are plenty of guys out there for whom Texas would be a big step up, but for whom they could do something. The point isn't so much Urban Meyer or even a new coach, and we can explore all those guys. It's that Texas has not – look, again – what is the problem in the Big 12 now is the same problem they've had for 5 years. Texas's failure to become Texas. End of story.
I have to agree with you on that, Frick, and I never thought of it like that, but you're absolutely correct. Because my man JC always says, my God, Texas. And they just haven't been there. And it's been one of those things where, okay, what is it? Because they have all the resources. They have just as many resources as Clemson, Alabama. They have
they're the richest athletic program in the country.
The richest. So that's not an excuse. I just don't think Tom Herman's that great a coach. I'll be honest with you.
I agree. Yeah.
I don't think he's that great a coach.
I agree. How many guys have really gotten better under Tom Herman since he's been at Texas? You know, John, you hit on something interesting that I wonder. You were talking about, you know, defensive line play and things like that. And Randy, we saw for so many years Oklahoma put so many of those guys in, but think about, you had a defensive-minded head coach running that program in Bob Stoops for so many years, bringing those kinds of kids in, to where now you've transitioned over to a purely offense. And I'm not saying he's not recruiting kids, but there is something, I think, to the idea of, I have a very much offensive-minded guy now that's bringing his players in versus defensive-minded. And maybe now that, you know, a few recruiting classes have gotten in there and guys have gotten a chance to become upperclassmen, maybe the offensive-minded guy doesn't always find, you know, the same type of talented player that maybe the defensive-minded guy used to get.
Well, I mean, John, I mean, they had that, right? Right? Didn't they run him out? I mean, I don't think, you know, I was about to call him Lovey. I really was about to call it Coach. But when you look at how –
I'm talking about Oklahoma.
I'm sorry.
John was talking about Oklahoma and about, you know, their defensive line and things like that.
Right now they're showing – I'm watching college football game, whatever it is, and they're showing clips right now, guys. What are they doing? They're missing tackles, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coverage, they're playing 20 yards off of a guy on 3rd and 7. And then you look at their defensive line, they're not getting off blocks. But is this – are we surprised by this? Hasn't this been Oklahoma defense since ever? Since recently?
Yeah, they were able to hide that with Baker Mayfield to some degree, and with Jalen Hurts and, you know, with Kyler Murray, because you had such dynamic playmakers back there, you could outscore teams. But now you've got a young quarterback, you can't outscore teams, and Oklahoma's being exposed. But again, I don't want to just lay this at the feet of Oklahoma. because, you know, the league at large has, you know, failed to live up to look what happened to Kansas State, look what happened to Iowa State, look what happened in that opening debacle of an opening week. Again, Oklahoma has done its part. It's time for somebody else to, you know, Alabama's great, but if Alabama didn't have Georgia, you know, Clemson's had to do it sort of like Oklahoma's had to do it as a one-trick pony.
Right.
And but, you know, again, I think we're seeing Clemson is getting some people to grab onto their coattails a little bit. At least I think so. You know, with teams like we see the impact of look at of all people, when you talk about Texas, look at Mack Brown. Look at Mack Brown.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask this question, you know, Randy. So Texas wants a coach. So why don't they go double the salary of the guy that beats them, that's been 7-2 against them, that beat them last week and is 7-2 since they got in the league? Why not go – I think he makes –
Because he's got off-field. He's got other issues, though, doesn't he? I mean, there's some questions about him in other ways.
Who are we talking about?
Gary Patterson. Why not go double – he makes about $5 million a year. Go double his salary and bring him over. If you can't beat him, bring him on over.
And the thing with the JC is what you always say. You're Texas, you go take somebody's coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go take somebody's coach. John Freakin, obviously you know this. I don't know that much about Gary Patterson, but you obviously seem to know something about him and some issues. He's had some
internal issues, I mean, just within his team and stuff like that.
Wasn't he supposed to go to Tennessee a few years back? We thought he was going to go to Tennessee a few years back.
Well, Nebraska didn't want him either, Randy.
Yeah,
remember a long time ago, Nebraska didn't want him. They said
You start digging into him, and there's something there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, yeah, he's had opportunities. Other people have coveted him, and then they start to, oh, okay, maybe not.
Right.
So, that's what I'm just saying, all right? We'll leave that there. There's got to be a new guy for Texas, because Tom Herman ain't it.
The logical sense when these big programs come up, it's always Urban Meyer.
Does he not have Bob Stoops?
I mean, Bob Stoops is still out there.
Come back?
I don't know. He's sitting around in his house in Chicago doing nothing.
When the Rock starts the XFL back up, he's going to coach the XFL team again. Goodness gracious, guys! Come on, man! Don't you guys know anything about this? You know, the Rock's got his league ready to start, and you know they say they're going to play in the spring. So, mm-hmm. You know, why would? I can't imagine Bob Stoops. I still don't believe Bob Stoops is going to get back into coaching.
No, I'm just – we're throwing guys out there that are, you know, just sitting on the sidelines at
because
the moment.
Because Texas, you know, we know that alum. They got to go get somebody.
Yeah.
We can't go get on Hammond Egger or somebody. My man Chuckery said, no, you got to go get somebody.
When we get back, it will be time for buy or sell. 10 questions for the guys in the world of college football. It's all coming up next. It is College Football Game Time with you on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92 in the Game and on your radio.com app.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous buy or sell segment.
Sports Radio 92 in the Game, back with you on College Football Game Time on this wet, rainy Saturday. John Fricke, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery. It is that time for buy or sell. 10 questions for the guys. Brought to you by nobody.
Hey, man. Hey, Fricky got all the damn endorsements. Tell them about your whole one. Tell them to talk to the people.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I had lunch with the sales manager a couple weeks ago.
Did he pay?
No, he made me pay. Anyway. all right. 10 questions for the guys. That's fine. He left the tip. Randy Mack. Let's start with our guest today, John Fricke. John, if Texas runs the table, they will be in the college football playoff. Buy or sell? If Texas runs the table,
which part am I buying or selling here? If Texas runs the table, or if they'll be in the college football playoff?
I'm not
buying that they're going to run the table, but if they do, yes, they'll be in the playoff.
Okay, Randy McMichael. If Texas runs the table. They will be in the college football playoff, buy or sell?
Oh, I'll buy it. I think, you know, they're by God, Texas, and if they win the Big 12, yeah, they'll be in.
Don't you think that, and I hate to say it this way, don't you think the committee likes to see new blood? Don't you want to see new blood besides just, you know, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma?
You like to see it, but I don't
like
know
that
you,
see
can,
it, but
you can't force it.
No, I get that. But, I mean, if it was borderline between – you know, program A that's been in over the last few years and program B, do you think the program that hasn't been in gets a little bit of an advantage, just a boost because of some new blood and some new eyes on TV and things like that to keep it from being stale?
Yeah, I would think so. But, I mean, hell, it, like, this is what I would say. I don't apologize for winning. Clemson didn't apologize for winning.
Right.
Alabama, right. I mean, Oklahoma, you don't have to apologize for winning. Like Freaky said, and I agree with him wholeheartedly about Texas. Texas is the one letting down the Big 12. Nobody in the ACC is challenging Clemson, and Georgia can't get over the Alabama hump. You know, I mean, it's those three, and then it's a revolving door after that.
Well, Ohio State.
And Ohio State, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
All right, Randy McMichael. Miami will finish first or second in the ACC, buy or sell. Miami will finish first or second in the ACC, buy or sell.
I will buy that because I think, you know, after tonight's game, if they lose, I don't think they'll lose any more games.
John Fricke, Miami will finish first or second in the ACC, buy or sell?
I'm going to sell that right now until I like what they've started, but I've seen this movie before, so to speak, and what was it, 2 years ago they were 10-0 and ranked number, you know, whatever, 9-0, whatever they were. Yeah. Now, granted, that wasn't the same coach and the same quarterback, I get that, and right. They're new players, but until Miami proves to me that they are back, I'm going to... You know what? Fool me once. So I'm gonna sell that.
John Fricke. Kiers Jackson, wide receiver for Georgia, already has 15 receptions on the year. He'll finish the year with at least 60 catches, which would put the second highest total ever for a Georgia wide receiver in a season. Kiers Jackson will have at least 60 receptions this season to finish with the second highest total ever for a Georgia Bulldog.
Well, considering a somewhat shortened season, yeah, I'll buy that because, you know, Blaylock's injured, obviously, and not there. Even though you're getting McKitty back at tight end, there's been no propensity to throw that much to the tight ends, to Washington or McKitty. Well, we'll find out about McKitty. They're going to double-team George Pickens over the top, and you're going to run the football a lot. So, yeah, he's going to get a lot of touches, so I'll buy it.
Randy McMichael, Kiers Jackson will have at least 60 receptions this season, which would end up being the second highest total for a Georgia wide receiver in a season.
I'll sell it. I think he'd be around 50. Because the thing with him and Stetson, they have a connection going back from their days on the scout team and everything. He's very comfortable with him. He's a quarterback friendly receiver. You know, he's always where he's supposed to be. All Kiers has to do is just catch the ball because he's going to be where he's supposed to be. So I'll sell it.
Randy McMichael, Jeff Sims, quarterback for Georgia Tech, will finish with 2,500 passing yards and 750 rushing yards, buy or sell. Jeff Sims, quarterback for Georgia Tech, will finish with at least 2,500 passing yards and 750 rushing yards. By the way, he's on pace, if you will, for about 2,800 passing yards and almost 800 rushing yards.
Oh, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I think he'll be a little bit over 2,500, and I think he'll be probably about 750 as far as rushing.
I'll buy it, too.
That's a pretty good year, man.
It's a pretty good year. I mean, the only hesitancy I have is the rushing, because I think at some point you're going to have to slow that train down here for no other reason than
he's still about to slide.
Yeah, right. That's my
but
point.
Boy, he looks fast when he runs.
Yeah,
oh, agreed. I mean, he looks, but pick so your spots here. Make it a weapon that you use, you know, indiscriminately here. You know, I mean, you're out there. Running around with abandon. So let's be a little bit more discriminate about how we use that. So, but I'll buy that for the sake of time right now.
All right, John Fricke, my favorite player in college football, Jalen Waddle, will finish above Jerry Jeudy's 1,315 yards to be second all time. He's on pace for almost 1,400 yards even in a short season. He's already got almost 300 receiving yards in a couple of games. Jalen Waddle will finish above Jerry Jeudy's 1,315 yards to be the second highest total in a season for an Alabama wide receiver.
No, I'm going to sell that because I think what we're going to see is, as great as Alabama's offense has been, let's see them play against Georgia. Let's see them play against, you know, some of the other big schools out there. I think they're going to look, all these defense coordinators are going to see that there's a hole in the Alabama attack. Okay, it's a slight hole, but there's a hole in the Alabama attack. And they're going to force Alabama, believe it or not, to try to run the football, even with Najee Harris. I think they're going to force them to try to be a little bit less reliant on the downfield pass. I'm not sure that Alabama can quite – it'll be – Maxwell's pretty good. I have to give him – better than I thought he would be. You know, can they beat you over the top like they have over the last couple of years? Because Tua was so good at doing that. And Jalen was actually pretty good at doing it too. But I'm going to sell that. I'm gonna sell that the people aren't going to start to treat Waddle like they would treat, you know, other superstars.
Randy McMichael, Jalen Waddle will finish above Jerry Jeudy's 1,315 yards to be second all-time.
I'll sell it. And I think he has a 200-yard game in him. I don't know how it's going to be this year, you know, because of the weather that's in Ole Miss today. But the way that Ole Miss is ball, the way Ole Miss moves the football, it might be a shootout today, even though it's raining like raining cats and dogs. So I'll sell it. I think he'll be over 1,000, 1,300, I don't know.
By the way, the all-time record, Amari Cooper had almost 1,800 yards.
That's the year he was a Heisman candidate, right?
Yeah. It's like 1,787 yards he had one year. I think that was the Kiffin year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was Kiffin. It was Kiffin. Was that Blake?
Was it Blake Sims?
Yeah, Blake Sims, was quarterback, right? Yeah.
Because it was when in doubt, just huck it downfield to Amari Cooper. And he'll catch it every time.
Yep.
Man, listen, 1,800 yards in college, that's a stout number, man. Randy McMichael, SMU and Cincinnati will combine to win more games than Texas and Oklahoma State. Buy or sell? SMU and Cincinnati will combine to win more games than Texas and Oklahoma State. Buy or sell?
You know, I'm going to buy that, man. I'm going to start picking against Cincinnati. So, I'm going to buy it.
John Fricke, SMU and Cincinnati will combine to win more games than Texas and Oklahoma State. Buy or sell?
What is Luke Fickell waiting for, guys? What is he?
Didn't he just sign the extension?
Yeah. What's he waiting for?
He loves Ohio, man. He loves. Listen,
he wants Ohio State. He's not going to get.
No, he's not going to get Ohio State. Although, if he got fired from Cincinnati, let's say for whatever reason, he could go back to Ohio State and be a quarterback anytime he wants.
Fired? What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying is, let's say he was fired from Cincinnati, he could go be a coordinator anytime he wants. And he has a job for life at Ohio State.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, I just wonder what he's waiting for as a head coach here. I mean, but it'll be interesting. Anyway, I'll buy that. Isn't it interesting, guys, that we're talking about SMU.
Y'all know them days more than me. I just saw the documentary, but y'all know them better than I do.
I actually went to Texas and spent a week doing an undercover thing. Well, not an undercover thing, an expose when I was at CNN in 84 on all of that. And guys, it was unbelievable the depths that went.
The governor and everything was involved.
Oh, yeah.
John Fricke, Dabo Swinney will coach in the NFL someday. Buy or sell? Dabo Swinney?
No, I'm selling that all day long. Dabo, no, there's no way. I think just based on some of the things he said in public and how he's trying to speak out both sides of his mouth, I don't think any NFL players are going to buy any of that. I think the second that any NFL player gets wind of, at least at the moment, of Dabo Swinney coming to their team, that's going to be a hard no.
Randy McMichael, Dabo Swinney will coach in the NFL someday. Buy or sell?
I'm selling that all the way. There's no way he's going to NFL. And here's why. He's not a dynamic coach. He's a figurehead. He's a great figurehead. All right? He's not a great offensive mind. He's not a great defensive mind. He's a great coach that manages personalities, and these kids trust him. But I don't think that's going to work in the NFL.
Randy McMichael, Matt Campbell will be Iowa State's head coach in 2022. Buy or sell?
You know what? I'm going to buy that, man. He likes it there, too. he's one of those guys. Just when we were talking about Coach Fickell, I think he had an opportunity to leave. I remember a couple years ago, he was the Cleveland Browns were looking at him and everything. Mm-hmm. I just think he likes it there, so I'm going to sell it.
John Fricke, Matt Campbell will be Iowa State's head coach in 2022.
You're going to buy or sell that?
I'll buy it.
I'm going to buy it too. I just think that right now coach movements are going to be somewhat limited. There are going to be certain schools that we can go through at some point that are going to be open, not the least of which is Texas at the end of the year especially if they get beat today, which I think is going to happen. So I'm gonna say that I'm gonna buy that for now.
Very quickly, with just a few seconds left, John Fricke, Lincoln Riley will coach in the NFL someday. Buy or sell?
Yes. He'll coach in the NFL someday.
Randy McMichael, Lincoln Riley coaches in the NFL someday.
Buy it all day. Yeah, he's gonna be there. He's gonna be there because he's a dynamic offensive mind.
Yeah, and he's just gonna get tired of Oklahoma.
If Oklahoma has a bad year this year, you think he'd be more likely to just get out of there and leave?
If he has an opportunity, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Blank.
Oh, I know. That's exactly where you guys are going to go. But the answer, the answer now is yes. It wasn't last year this time. It is this year this time.
All right. That was buy or sell. When we get back, it will be time for our max of the week. We'll find out the top players and performances from last week, and we'll finish off these last couple of SEC games, preview them as well. Lots to get into with you here. College football game time. Sports Radio, Nights on the Game, and on the radio.com app.
Hey, I think it's going to be a 50-50 crowd, I'll be honest with you, because you guys have been to Ohio, and folks want to get out of there as fast as they could. I think that's what happened.
especially Canton.
I spent 18 months in Cincinnati, and, it was 18 to sound like 18
years. Sports Radio, 92.9, The Game. Welcome back into college football game time on a wet Saturday. Bulldog Chuckery here, still doing the hand motions, even though I'm running point. Not going to slow me down because I got my hands in the air like I just don't care.
Are you at the computer that actually works?
Yeah, but I can't talk to my producer from in here, so we still got to work on all that. I have to run outside the hallway and go talk to my producer, even though I'm looking at him directly through clear glass. Anyway, it's been a real treat.
Word up there, Chuck.
Yeah, been a real treat so far. John Fricke, Randy McMichael, John Chuckery, hanging out with you here. We'll go to 12 o'clock. Don't forget, we still got to talk to Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers. He will join us as we get ready for Clemson and Miami. Don't forget, too, we're brought to you by ESOG, Engineered Solutions of Georgia. They're a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. And speaking of Georgia Bulldogs, this, of course, is our Max of the Week, where we look back to last week, best players, performances, what have you. Randy McMichael, as the award is named in your honor, lead us off with your Max of the Week from last week.
Before I get to my Max of the Week, I have to remind you that Dos Equis is our sponsor, and it is also the proud sponsor of the college football playoff in 2020. Wherever you're tailgating, and I see my man Mark Owens is on the way up there, so wherever you're tailgating, make Dos Equis your drink of choice. Dos Equis makes tailgating experience even better. Dos Equis is drink Dos Equis responsible. Again, official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. So, guys, my Max of the Week are pretty obvious because I'm gonna be a homer in one. I'm giving it to Kyrus Jackson of Georgia, basically because he's from Peach County and he's from Fort Valley. And I went to high school with his mother. And I've been waiting for this young man to make an impact on this squad. Great kid, great leader. He's one of those guys that everybody follows because of his work ethic and everything. And I'm just so happy that good things are going to him. And he had 9 for 147, and he also set up 2 touchdowns. So he's definitely the first Mac of the Week. Matt Corral, Ole Miss quarterback. He is the quarterback. I mean, I know we wanted Rice Plumlee or whatever his name is to be the guy, but this guy right here, this young man, he is number one in the nation as far as QBR. Last week in overtime game against Kentucky, he was 24-29, 320 yards, 4 touchdowns. He also had 13 rushes for 51 yards. And he has, control of this offense right now, and he is the best player, and he's going to cause some problems today for Alabama. I did my third one because I was going back and forth, and I never give a defensive player. And so I'm going to go with Emmanuel Belmar, the defensive end out of Virginia Tech. They went to Duke last week, and he was a one-man wrecking crew, came up with 3 sacks for them and set the tone and was able to kind of – Duke played better than we thought, because last week we were like, oh, Duke played better than we thought. So those are my Max of the Week.
Yeah, that's a sneaky good game today that we'll talk about a little bit later. Virginia Tech headed into North Carolina. John Fricke, your Max of the Week from last week.
Well, we mentioned SMU, Shane Buechele, former Texas quarterback. You think Texas misses Mack Brown as a head coach? How about missing Shane Buechele as a quarterback? Leading the nation in passing, 474 yards, 3 touchdowns. SMU's win over Memphis last week, and they're doing it at Ford Stadium there off Mockingbird in Dallas. And so SMU unbeaten. Number 3 is Shane Buechele, quarterback at SMU. I'm going to stay in the state of Texas for number 2. I'm going to give it as a broad – this is a broad Mac – to everybody within the football operations at University of Houston. How many stop-downs did they have? They finally played their first game the other night and beat up on Tulane. So this is a this week, Mac, but I think they missed like 3 or 4 games. They kept
like
stopping
four,
down.
Right?
And,
yeah, what, like 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I give them a lot of credit for sticking to this, and I know that they still have problems and issues. But there's a lot of, to finally get a game in. We're not talking about, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 shutting down and not even starting for another couple of weeks. We're talking about a team that had to scratch game, scratch game, scratch game, scratch game. And so their stick-to-itiveness. My number one Mac of the week goes to whatever dude or lady is in charge of counting the crowd in Athens. If there were 20,000 people there, I'll eat my shorts. That's a pretty good, hey, we got to keep it to 20,000, so just put official attendance tonight, 20,405.
That's what it's going to be tonight, today.
Yeah, right.
That what's funny about that, John, is that normally when entities count crowds, they count it way higher.
Higher.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the famous one is WrestleMania 3, Randy, where
yes.
they said 93,000. The actual attendance is like 78.
Yeah, that's one in the Silverdome, right?
Right. And yeah. but the 93 was like literally like they counted the people that were setting up the ring, the concession people, the ticket so I mean they counted literally if a human being was in the building, they were counting them toward the attendance. So normally they go the other direction. George was like, we've got like 50,
what do you think?
What do you think? We've got like 5,500 people here. And
don't pan the
like,
crowd.
Yeah, meanwhile it was like 55,000. You know,
I was so. Like. They, you know, because we were texting, I went, oh, my God, there's like 40,000 people there. And, you know, and then they come out with 20,000. I'm like, wait a minute. Seats 92, right? Yeah, no. 20,000? At some point, you stopped counting. Okay, that's just what I'm saying. You got to that point, you said, okay, we're done.
All right. My max of the week, Randy, I'm with you. I had Matt Corral, quarterback for Ole Miss. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions in that game. Averaged 11 yards an attempt in that win. And we talked about that game. We'll hear about it later on in our picks from last week. But you know, listen, he's got the right guy there, right? He's got the right guy coaching him. I mean, for all the shenanigans and nonsense and things that we talk about with Lane Kiffin, guy's got an offensive mind. You know, like him or not, and his knuckleheadedness, but he does have a very offensive mind. And he's got a good mentor there. I had Mac Jones, guys, a 20 of 27, 435 yards. That's 16.1 yards an attempt in that game.
Leads the nation.
Whew. Well, because what do you have to do, Randy?
Yep.
Throw it 7 yards and just let those guys just go. And by the way, they've got another wide receiver. What's that? Menchie,
he was the leading receiver last week.
Yeah, he was. Whew. I mean, Waddle only had 5 catches for 142 yards and couldn't lead him last week. So 4 touchdowns, 1 interception last week, but 16-point yard ones. That's just an absurd. That's video game-like. And my number one Mac of the week, Randy, I mentioned about it earlier, but the University of Georgia and their pass defense. Knicks was only 52.5% completion in that game. He only averaged, Randy, 4.4 yards an attempt in that game with no touchdowns through the interception. They only had 1 pass play that was 20 yards. Everything else was under that. And Seth Williams, for all the hype and everything, and by the way, he caught the 20-yard pass. He only had 3 catches for 34 yards. So take that 20-yard reception away, Randy. He had 2 catches for 14 yards outside that 120-yard. They bottled up everything that the passing game of Auburn was either hoping for. And we talked. They have a good group of wide receivers. Seth Williams, a really good player. Knicks is improving as a quarterback. They had no answers for that Georgia secondary in that game, and that's my max of the week. All right, let's take a look, guys, quickly here at a couple of these SEC games that we did not get to. Missouri goes let's talk about Alabama at Ole Miss. We didn't get a chance to talk about that game. We were just talking about Ole Miss's quarterback. I mean, Randy – how does Ole Miss even try to win this game today? Because they can't stop them offensively.
The weather is going to help, I think. But I don't know how they're going to – they're not going to stop them. The thing with it is that they can move the football. And there's never been a coach that irritates Nick Saban more than Lane Kiffin. I just love it. I love the fact that he just irritates him so much, even though he's a dork. But, yeah, they can't – I mean, Riley and his offense are going to be able to move the ball. But the biggest thing with Alabama – is the scoring defense. Are they going to allow them to score? You can have them 20s, whatever. But are they going to allow them to score? I don't know if they can score enough to keep up with Alabama. I expect a big game from Najee today. And like you said, Mac Jones, he's been playing really good, man. And I think when the season started, we looked at him as a game manager possibly. But, dude's been slinging the ball all over the yard.
No, he has been really good. I totally agree. And Najee Harris really is to me, he's the key to Alabama. If I were voting, I said this on the show with – Hugh, and this is no offense, Clemson fans, don't take this the wrong way, okay? You're a fine football team, and I really like you tonight, but were I still voting, and I used to vote for years, in the polls, in the national polls. I would vote Alabama number one, and based on the fact that I think that they're a pick-your-poison team, as they have been for years and years and years, and so Najee Harris becomes a key guy, because at some point, teams like Georgia are going to be able to get pressure on Mac Jones, and when they do, you've got to keep them honest. And so if Alabama can run the football, what's Saban, 20-0 against his former assistant? He'll be 21-0. I mean, this is going to be 66-28.
31 or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if Kyle Trask can throw 6 touchdowns against Ole Miss, there's no reason why Mac Jones can't do the same thing out there. Quickly, South Carolina, Vanderbilt. Obviously, South Carolina coming off that loss last week. Randy, I guess as about as good a week as you could ask for to get Vandy, because they need a win badly in South Carolina.
Oh yeah, they need one for it to cool down on must-champ seat. I mean, they got to get a win. Vanderbilt's not a good football team, and they should go in there and get this win. But I mean, we talked about South Carolina and what's my man Will Muschamp, his job status and all that. I don't know, because of this pandemic, can they afford to buy him out? How desirable of a job is South Carolina? So yeah, they got to get this win. I expect them to go in there and win at Vanderbilt today.
Yeah, you know, and John, Vanderbilt actually has a nice little quarterback wide receiver combo going right now. But I mean, if South Carolina, this is like desperation mode right now for them.
I probably for both coaches in this game.
I
understand the pandemic buyout thing. I also understand boosters have a lot of money, so they don't.
You're
really
right.
Care.
You're absolutely correct.
I think Will Muschamp is not only on the clock, but that clock is ticking really fast. So unless he does something special here, he's got to win these games that he can win, the Missouris, the Vanderbilts, you know, the stuff that he can win. Then he's got to pull off an upset or two, beat Clemson for no reason. You're not going to play them. So, I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, I think Muschamp is about out of a job. And I think Bobo was his last opportunity here. Can they go in and win? I don't know. I'm guessing maybe not. I just think South Carolina's in a bad way. I just do. So that's unfortunate. It's a great program, and I think they'll be back, but I think that's a program that needs a new voice.
Yeah, and very, very quickly, just a few seconds here. LSU got right last week. Right opponent, right deal. So let's see what their offense does again against Missouri. I mean, Tennessee was able to run it up on Missouri's defense last week. Let's see if LSU Randy can keep,
And this game was moved.
New offense.
Yeah, and this game was moved to Missouri. Yeah. Even though, and LSU was still
there. Pandemic. That was a hurricane.
Yeah, and so, LSU's going to smack them around. Yeah. Missouri, outside of Roundtree, not a lot of talent.
All right, when we get back, head toward the top of the hour, final hour of the program. It's going to be a busy final hour. Don Munson will join us. But before we get into all that, we will go around the ACC as the premier game tonight, Miami at Clemson. That should be a good one. We'll talk about that next. It is College Football Game Time here. Sports Radio 910 The Game on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.